Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I only send out one email a week. Okay? Not the end of the world. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, Rick Green's going to join us after the break, because I really want you guys to hear what's going on from a constitutional standpoint and how quickly you've given it up. And what we really need to do, what we can do, what we can continue to do. And part of it, Rick will agree with me, and I'm sure many of you would too, it's all about education as well. You need to teach people. We need to teach our young people what it's like to fight. We need to teach them. And I'm not talking about picking up telephone poles and swords and whatever and beating people up. That's not the kind of fighting I'm talking about. We have a constitution. Somehow we've forgotten how blessed we are to have a constitution. All right? I mean, really, seriously, there are countries that are dying to have what we would die to have an eighth of the freedoms that we still enjoy for the moment. And you think about how the law has been twisted and turned around. You know why it's like that? Because we let it happen. We have allowed that to take place over the years. I don't know if it's because we feel bad. We don't want other people to feel bad. So we don't, we don't hold their feet to the fire like in California. When Governor Newsom, he's decided that illegal aliens deserve your federal tax dollars, your state tax dollars. It's not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm going to talk about this with Rick a little bit. You know, Ventura County, California, looking to pretty much yank people out of their homes. Right? It's just unreal. And again, we have let them get away with this. We have allowed them to do this to us, if you would. It's really funny to listen to the Democrats and Republicans fighting right now over so many things, but just the difference. Take the Flynn case. They want to bring Flynn up on perjury charges, right? And when you look at what's being said, all the other stations are totally ignoring what the FBI did to Flynn, totally ignoring that the FBI said in their own memos that they knew the dossier was false shortly after they got it. They couldn't verify pretty much anything in it. Right? They knew that the FBI, there were memos about the FBI saying, what are we trying to do with this guy Flynn? Get him to lie? Are we trying to take him out? What are we trying to do with this guy? And yet the judge had no problem with any of that. Mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, they all didn't have a problem with any of that. They didn't see it as an issue. Right? And yet, because Flynn lied to protect his son, because he succumbed to the pressure of the FBI. Because I would love to see any one of those guys in a room with the FBI being questioned by them and have the spine, the cojones, whatever word you want to use, to push back against the FBI. I don't know how many people that would. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I love you watching some of these city mayors come unglued, right? You look at de Blasio, right? He's another guy. He's just coming unglued. He wants full communist crackdown or else. Now, the New York City Health, the head of the health department, rejects the New York PD mask plea. And she got caught saying, I don't give two rats behinds about your police officers. New York City Health Commissioner blew off an urgent NYPD request for 500,000 surgical masks as coronavirus is mounted, telling a high-ranking police official that I don't give a rat's behind about your cops. Dr. Orixis Barbot made the heartless remark during a brief phone conversation in late March with New York PD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan. I mean, does this really surprise anybody? Does it surprise me? Monahan asked Barbot, whatever, for 500,000 masks, but she said that she could only provide 50,000, I'm sorry. I don't give a blankety blank about your cops. I need them for other people. Now, the conversation took place as increasing numbers of cops were calling out sick with symptoms of COVID-19. They're basically saying, look, we can't afford this. We can't allow this to keep happening. Now, I love this, too, because, again, our men and women in blue, our men and women that are protecting us, no different than the hospital people. Don't get me wrong. It's not like nurses and doctors or what have you, people in the hospitals aren't putting their lives on the line to keep us safe. But are you seriously saying that the police aren't? Who's going to keep them safe? Now, I'm not talking about the cops. I'm talking about the people in the hospitals if things start to blow up. You're going to need police officers. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Rick Green joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. A lot's happening up there. I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time. I love having this guy on the show. Rick Green joins me, as he does from time to time. Hopefully, we're going to try to get him on even more often. Does run some great programs. He's been with Wall Builders and Rick Green. Check him out at rickgreen.com. And we cannot forget Patriot Academy. Rick, thanks for being with me, and tell people about Patriot Academy.
Joe, hey, man, always good to be with a fellow patriot, no doubt about it. Man, we need Patriot Academy more than ever. It's think of it as your immune booster for good civics. We need that desperately,
like that.
Just like a virus only works if you have a low immune system. We get bad government. In fact, we're kind of a petri dish for bad government right now in America because we're so civic ignorant. And, you know, it's all of us. I mean, we all need to learn more. I'm ignorant in some areas, too, and thankfully ignorance is curable, and so that's what we're doing. We're getting people to know their constitutional rights. That's what we're all about.
Hey, how are you dealing with the inability for people to travel there and be part of the class, if you would?
Well, we moved as soon as this all happened, even like the 10th of March, we immediately started pouring all our resources into digital programming and classes and essentially made it where people could become Constitution hosts, and we trained them very quickly on how to use Zoom. And a lot of our coaches were already doing that. We've got about 1,000 Constitution coaches across the country that host classes, and they, you know, a lot of them were doing it in their home or at their church, but then a lot of them were doing online because they had friends in other states and whatnot. So fortunately, we kind of had spent the last year learning how to use Zoom before all of this stuff happened. And then also, fortunately, Zoom somehow has kept up with the world. I don't know how they've done it because everybody got on Zoom. I just knew they were going to just break down, man. So we're thrilled they're still working. But so we've been doing, during the COVID crackdowns, we've been doing everything online, and that's worked out okay. But we're anxious to get people meeting face-to-face because I think that's a big part of just the encouragement. You know, it's kind of like cold, man. You get cold when you get apart, and you need to come back together, be heated up. And I think as humans, we miss that interaction. And I know for our Constitution classes, we hear it over and over and over again, coming together once a week at your church with, you know, 20 or 50 or whatever like-minded folks talking about how to save the country. It just encourages you, and I think they miss that face-to-face opportunity.
Well, let's just get to it from a very basic level, right? Is this constitutional? How far can the government go? How long can it keep us locked up? And really, they really don't have a right to keep us locked up from day one. At least I can't find that in my copy of the Constitution, but enlighten us.
Well, you know, when you say, is this constitutional, I assume you mean to where you are in the People's Republic of California, and I would say absolutely not. Dictator Newsom, Emperor Newsom, whatever you guys are calling him now, has gone way, way, way beyond anything that's constitutional. Even my governor, Governor Abbott, I've been calling him Emperor Abbott because he went way beyond. He was doing great. You know, some of the governors jumped off the cliff very early. Newsom was first, and then, you know, Cuomo and a bunch of them started following suit. And then it was like a competition who could be out-dictator each other. And then all of a sudden some of our, you know, Republican governors that had been pseudo-conservative for a while, they started jumping on board. And while all that was happening for like the first 2 weeks of this business, I was on radio and on video going, you know, Newsom's crazy, Cuomo's quite crazy, they're way beyond the Constitution, but man, Greg Abbott's doing it right. Everybody moved to Texas. And then the next day, he drops his stay-at-home order, and I was so mad. I mean, I'm just righteously angry because Texas had a chance to lead in the right way, and he just followed herd mentality and led off the cliff. Where Kristi Noem, I don't know if you noticed her in South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
She actually used that terminology, and she said herd. What, how she said, herd mentality is not leadership. She said, we are not going to get rid of the Constitution here in South Dakota. We're going to do this the right way. And she's been a rock star. I mean, she's done it right. Bottom line is, depending on where you are, most likely the local and state orders are beyond constitutional authority. And when I say constitutional authority, I mean both the federal constitution and state constitution. Most all of us agree, you know, the government should be able to intervene. We're not anti-government. We think there's a proper time for government to intervene whenever there's a pandemic, using that term loosely, where something is literally killing people. Think about it this way. Okay, let's even take the churches, because I think that's the easiest one to say.
Yep.
This is a violation of freedom of religion, and it's where we're winning a lot of court cases right now. If your specific church had an Ebola outbreak, if somebody went on a mission trip and came back with it, or a missionary came in and brought it, for whatever reason, Ebola breaks out in your church, that's a 50% mortality rate, case fatality rate, 25 to 90, depending on which, you know, country it happened in and all that. But 50% 50% average. That's a true pandemic. People are dying left and right. Okay, we would all agree that the government, you know, if has the ability to say we need the people that have Ebola to be isolated, we need the people that came in contact with them to be quarantined, and we want that church to sanitize and make sure that nobody that has it is coming in there, and you might not be able to meet for a couple of weeks while that takes place. Okay, nobody, we would probably all say, okay, that's common sense, that makes sense, we'll go for that. Right. What we would not agree it makes any sense is if the government came in and said, okay, because, you know, First Methodist Church over here on 2nd Street has that situation going on, First Baptist Church outside of town 20 miles away, you have to shut down too. Oh, by the way, the Catholic Church has got to shut. Every church has to shut down because that one church had that. Oh, in fact, let's just go ahead and do this in the whole state. No church in the state can meet because we got a problem over here with this individual church. Nobody thinks that makes sense. And I know that's an exaggeration, but that's essentially what these governors have done. They said because there's a problem in New York or because there was a problem in Italy, we don't want that same problem. And even though we have zero evidence that that problem would escalate to that level, we're still going to shut down our entire economy. And, Joe, this is a virus of tyrannical orders worse than anything else. It's literally spread across the country. And because we don't know our history and we don't know the Constitution, we've let it happen. We don't know the history of 1918, so we don't know what really happened back then, so we bought the lie. I know you do, but most people don't. No. And we don't know our constitutional jurisdictions, and so we let government run roughshod over us. And people are cheering this on. That's what bothers me the most. They're cheering on the big dictators. Man. Yeah, and they're telling people like DeSantis in Florida, you're an idiot, you hate science, you're one of those Christian weirdos, and all, because he was using common sense. And now Florida's got, you know, one of the best records in the country, and there hasn't been a big outbreak since they opened up, and he never actually shut them down completely, and he did it, you know, almost as well as Christy Noem, but she's right. A hero right now.
They're not using science either. Let's just be honest about it. They're not looking at the real numbers.
No, they're not
looking at the real percentages. They're playing a game as well. You know, to your point earlier, I don't know if you're aware of this one, the Sixth Circuit Court ruled in favor of the Kentucky Church when they were told they couldn't hold,
quoted scripture, buddy.
Oh.
Quoted scripture.
No,
the
no,
Sixth
no.
Circuit Court of Appeals quoted scripture and said, you can't do this.
You must have dreamt that a court in this country quotes scripture? No, now you're lying to me. I know you're lying.
It was great. I mean, you talk about a smackdown, and you talk about probably the worst dictator in the country. That's that guy in Kentucky.
Yes, I
mean, Andy, he's been awful.
All right, well, we're going to come.
You know, Joe, he actually said.
We got to come back. Got to put on pause.
Sure,
you know
sure.
How it goes. We both believe in capitalism. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to talk about martial law in California. Is that constitutional? We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is again voicing frustration as the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned the other day against reopenings too quickly.
I was surprised by his answer, actually, it's just, to me, it's not an acceptable answer.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer came to his defense. And she said, we have to keep listening to the scientists.
I think he's been one of the consistent, people on the national stage who has given us accurate information in an unvarnished way.
Ousted vaccine chief Dr. Rick Bright testifies before Congress on Thursday and will warn of the upcoming bleak winter. Bright is expected to predict that the United States will face unprecedented confirmed cases and fatalities without any preparations. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back. Listen to RealSide on GCN Live. And not just GCN. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can look at the stations that run all over the country. Also, two video outlets, one being Range Broadcasting. You want to check us out there. I don't know if some of you know this. You've been paying attention. Vimeo pulled down our channel. That's right. Thousands of videos over the last few years. We are getting help. Brad Dacus at the Pacific Justice Institute. These are great people. Great people to deal with. And that's why they're great. You have got to find real patriots, real people that will work to help you maintain and keep your liberties. And because of him and pushing back on Vimeo a bit, we've got a link to, we've got to download thousands of them, but at least we didn't lose them all. Now we can go ahead and go back and get those old videos. So again, thanks for your support. Thanks for your help. And support Brad and support Patriot Academy and Rick Green. You don't know what a great job these guys are doing. Rick, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, and I just want to give a shout-out for Brad as well. You know, Pacific Justice Institute is just one of the champion organizations out there. Brad's fantastic. And, you don't always find a really awesome attorney that's also just a nice guy and a good kind of guy you want to sit around with and visit. Brad's that guy, man. I love you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
I'm glad he's representing you.
Yep, and he's on every Tuesday night, and we talk about last night he had people going crazy because some of the things that have happened in California, because I don't know if you know this, but we're days here in the communist country of California. We are days away from martial law because Newsom now, he's coming up with all these crazy things like you can walk the beach. However, you can't stop. You have to keep walking, no stopping. You can't sit down. You can't lay down. Except, now you might appreciate this, Rick, except if you're fishing, because you know fishing takes time. So you can stand on the beach.
Oh, man. Was it out there that the 90-year-olds were sitting in the chair? Was that a California beach?
I don't know if that was California. It could have been.
They made them get up and sit on the sand because it was less permanent. It's just ridiculous, man.
Do you know what's funny, though, Rick, though? Two quick things. One is he's saying that he's going to put us under martial law if the churches break the rules and start opening up, which they're going to do May 30th, and Brad's been helping with that. But I think this is the other thing. People don't realize the difference between a police chief and a sheriff. And a sheriff is elected by the people to uphold what? The Constitution of the United States and the state that they are part of. Most of the sheriffs in California have said they will not uphold these unconstitutional edicts that Governor Newsom has put out. So that's got him going crazy.
That is huge, man. That's I noticed a few sheriffs and even a couple of police chiefs, but I didn't realize that there were so many in California. That is fantastic. That's a good sign. I mean, that's what it takes is people saying, I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional order. I'm not going to lose my business or my church or whatever it might be based on these unconstitutional orders. And you know, it's not that people wanted to, nobody wanted to be defiant. I mean, the entire nation said initially, okay, look, if we need, 2 weeks to flatten the curve and keep from overrunning our hospitals and all that, we're good with that. Everybody was willing to do that. And then 2 weeks later, and then 4 weeks later, and 6 weeks later, and not a single person has gone without a hospital bed that needed one. Not a single person has gone without a ventilator that needed one. We've had no hospitals overrun. We've had doctors and nurses laid off because there's literally nobody coming in. I mean, it's the exact opposite of a compelling interest. And you asked me, is this constitutional? Let me just say it like this, and Brad's probably already covered this, but bottom line is the government has to prove that it has a compelling interest to intervene, and that then when it does intervene, that it does that in the least restrictive way and the most narrowly tailored way. And that's like that analogy I was talking about. A least restrictive, narrowly tailored way would be that one place of business where smallpox broke out or whatever it was. You know, that one place you go in and clean up and take care of it. You don't shut down an entire city or an entire state. But Joe, I don't think they're going to win the argument down the road that they even have a compelling interest. In March, they had a compelling interest because everybody's watching Italy and they're scared to death, and so they're afraid that's going to happen here. So for a week, maybe 2 weeks, a compelling interest would hold up in court. But how can you argue that government should be intervening right now and shutting down an entire state for a virus that 99.9% of the people that get it are going to survive, mm-hmm. and most of them won't even know they got it? And if you argue that that is a virus that is worthy of shutting down the entire state, then you have to do it every year for the flu until you know whether or not the flu is going to be quite that bad or not, because it gets that bad sometimes. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. If this was the Spanish flu of 1918, 25 times more deadly, 675,000 people died in America, 50 million around the world. If it was that, then I could see people saying, okay, we need to do more, government needs to be involved. But even then, Joe, even when it was 25 times more deadly than what we're facing right now, even then, not a single governor shut down their state, not a single mayor shut down their entire city, no county shut down their entire county, nobody shut down economies, not anywhere in the country. The most they did was have limited public gatherings and modify work schedules, ask companies to just shift their time schedule so mass transit wasn't so busy. That's the kind of intervention they did, and it made sense and it helped. This business of saying that you're able-bodied, you're healthy, and you can go to a work where maybe you're the only one there, or you can work 20 feet away from other people and you still can't go to work? I mean, how do they defend that? I mean, how is that ever going to hold up in court as a compelling interest, narrowly tailored or least restrictive?
Well, you know, my question to you is how they get away with this to begin with. You look at the Flynn case that's going on right now. You talk about what's been there. What is it? Just flies in the face of the law, flies in the face of the Constitution. We had a judge, I don't know if we talked about this last time you were on, but we had a judge in Northern California who they challenged because Newsom wanted to give tax money, relief money to illegal immigrants. And it's the judge said point blank, it is against federal law. It's against the Constitution. It's against the state constitution. However, in these extreme times, my words, not his, I'll rewrite the law. I'll do what I want to do because I'm a judge. And, wow. You know, how do you challenge these guys? You can't tell me it's all ignorance. These guys are flying in the face of the Constitution like Ginsburg. They don't believe in it. They don't believe it applies to today. Until we get people true originalists, this is the fight.
I think you're right. I think those people that you're talking about, it is definitely not ignorance. It is definitely an agenda. But it's why we have to not only be citizens that begin to learn our civics and know what actually works, once again understand separation of powers and checks and balances and all those things that all say, no, we should not have one person in a state having this kind of control for this long, for sure. But so we have to know those things. But then we got to take it and we've got to do a better job of choosing leaders that are educated in crisis management and they know how to protect our rights while dealing with a crisis. Not give up our rights because there is a crisis, but protect our rights while dealing with the crisis. And it really does. It comes back to those kind of decisions, those kind of judges, those kind of governors. That is literally, it's the petri dish of a lack of civics, a low immune system in terms of our civics knowledge that is allowing for bad government to breed and to grow. I mean, we're catching the disease of tyranny because we don't have the inoculation of civics. And if we go back and we know our history and we study the Constitution, I think people are waking up to that now. I mean, gosh, you probably have calls you never thought you'd get where people have never thought about their constitutional rights, really. Certainly didn't think about the responsibilities with those rights. And now all of a sudden they're panicking because they're like, you know, my company's going out of business. I can't provide for my family. I mean, all these things are happening. And there's finally a wake-up call. So that's where guys like you and me and all the other patriots out there that have been trying to be Paul Revere for the last 20 years and say, you know, tyranny's coming. Now we have an opportunity to really wake people up, get them educated, and restore the Constitution.
Listen, from a constitutional standpoint, the thing that always makes me nuts is when we get things in front of the Supreme Court, an attorney somewhere in this country will find a way to kind of skirt the issue and come at it again, right? And it's got to get in front of the Supreme Court again. I mean, what's it take to get some of these issues, like the church issue, for instance, them squelching our freedom of speech for all intents and purposes. What's it take to get these quickly in front of the Supreme Court, and can you even do that anymore?
Well, not quickly, but I will say it's the price of freedom's eternal vigilance. You said that probably a million times in your life as well, and these battles, every time we win them, they're going to be coming right back at us, and so it never ends this side of heaven. The thing I didn't think I would see is that, you know, we would literally at this point look up and go, you know, there's virtually no part of the Constitution I can think of at this point that is left unscathed by these leaders right now that are drunk on power. I mean, we've violated freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to protest and, you know, petition your government, freedom of assembly. We violated the Second Amendment. We violated the Third Amendment. We're actually going into people's homes and putting, you know, monitoring bracelets on them. We violated all, you know, 4th through 8th Amendments that are all the due process, 5th Amendment takings clause. I mean, you name it. We're just going right down the list and literally violating constitutional rights. But you cannot defend your rights if you don't know your rights. You've got to know your rights in order to save them.
That is so true. You know, we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break, but I want to give people ways. So you're sitting at home doing nothing, people. You might as well educate yourself, okay?
Go to constitutioncoach.com.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Jump in your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, 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 mambo, mambo, Italiano, hey, mambo.
We are back.
Mambo, Italiano.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. But send your, you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You know, when I get you guys on and ask a question, it takes you 7 minutes to ask a question. Love you. Got to make it short and sweet, though. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me, and I mean that sincerely. Rick Green joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. I want to make it more often because you guys have forgotten what the Constitution is all about. And I think really what you've forgotten is what our founding fathers really gave up in order to form this country. And some of you kind of think that was an accidental thing, like they got into this fight and they didn't realize. No, they knew exactly what they were up against. They knew exactly what they were giving up and what they could lose. But they also knew how important this was. They also knew what tyranny did to people. This was not an accident. You hear that on a regular basis. It wasn't. These guys knew what they were doing. And if you let that go and you're not willing to fight back, I'm so tired of people hearing people say, hey, I've got to worry about my job. Well, guess what? You don't have a job now. You know why? Because you were so busy worried about your job. You were so busy worried about pushing back and your boss being mad at you. Now you're sitting home collecting unemployment. Some of you aren't. And your new Lord and Savior is the U.S. government. Not good. Should never have let that happen. Rick Green, am I over the top here or what? What's the deal?
No, man. In fact, as you're saying that, I was trying to remember. I was looking up. I could remember part of the quote, but it was, you know, Thomas Paine in the American Crisis. He had that quote about those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigues of supporting it. And I've used that in a lot of presentations and said, look, what he means by like men is basically like adults, like grow up and defend the freedom that you say you want to live under. And yeah. So as you were saying that, I was looking it up, and I want to read the next sentence because it's really good. It fits right now. And just think of one of the videos that you've seen of some mom being drug away in handcuffs for being at the, you know, park, or some police officer in Colorado, former police officer arrested in front of his little girl for playing catch in the park. You know, those guys, just picture that, and here's what Thomas Paine said right after that. Oh, in fact, let me read that line again because it's so good. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigues of supporting it. The event of yesterday was one of those kind of alarms which is just sufficient to rouse us to duty without being of consequence enough to depress our fortitude. It is not a field of a few acres of ground, but a cause that we are defending. I think that fits. I think that's where we are right now. Those events you're seeing on TV and watching in videos and on, you know, social media, those should be events that rouse in you a sense of duty that makes you want to do something to save the country. Not in any way violent. There's no need for that. Everybody I'm telling right now, civil disobedience, yes, it's got to be peaceful. You got to do the MLK thing and make sure that you're saying, hey, my heart's right. I'm not speaking in hatred. In fact, I always tell everybody, go watch David Benham's arrest in North Carolina and compare that to some of these other arrests. And David did it right. I mean, he was, you know, he said, thank you to the police officers. Appreciate your service. What you're doing is wrong and unconstitutional, but I do thank you for serving. He didn't fight back. He did it in the right way.
Yep.
and set a good example. And then you got some people out there that are screaming at him and calling him names and fighting back in some way. That, I think, is a mistake. And I think hurts.
I do too.
But I do think we have to take Thomas Paine's advice and say, look, you want to live under freedom? Well, then grow up. Get up and start protecting freedom and start defending freedom. You can't do that if you don't know your rights, though. It's kind of our mantra at ConstitutionCoach.com is know your rights. John Jay said you've got to study the Constitution so that you know your rights. Then you'll perceive when they've been violated and be the better prepared to defend and assert them. When all these COVID crackdowns happened, our constitutional rights were being violated, and people did not even perceive that their constitutional rights were being violated because they just thought, oh, this is what we do. This is what they said we needed to do to keep 2 million people from dying. So if we had known how the system was supposed to work better, if we knew the civics and we knew our rights, we would have perceived the violation, and we would have immediately stood up to defend and assert them. And I think a quicker pushback would have kept them from digging in. Now none of them want to admit that they were wrong. The politicians have made these decisions, so they're doubling down.
Yeah, they don't, you're right, but they don't do anything wrong. I mean, you've got people that are talking about forced vaccinations here in this country. Kids can't go back to school until you can prove that they've been vaccinated. And we do it all that time. We always have. Every kid has a vaccination card, so this shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, really, seriously, this is what they're talking about. Matter of fact, Rick, I got pulled from Vimeo because two videos simply questioned, if they force you to have vaccines, will you take it? That was the first one they got upset about. And the second one was when I said the CDC was readjusting numbers for COVID. And they didn't like the fact that I was putting out false information and calling people to violence.
Wow. Okay? You're basically quoting Dr. Birx herself, who said she can't trust anything that comes out of the CDC.
Thank you.
But yeah, are they pulling every video of Dr. Birx and all of the press conferences with Dr. Fauci off of the air because she said she couldn't trust it coming out of it's criminal what they're doing to you. I mean, you talk about a violation of freedom of speech. Unbelievable. Now, granted, they're a private entity and all that good stuff, but you know, there's also, well, I don't want to get into Brad's territory here, but I mean, there's also a contractual relationship there and an expectation when you put those videos up and your listeners go to watch those and then all of a sudden they jerk you down. And not only that, with Facebook and I used to defend Facebook and all these groups and say, you know, private entities, let them do what they want. I don't anymore. I think they've had so much protection from the government.
Yep.
They owe it to the public, to, if they're going to say they're, you know, an unbiased news organization, entity, they have to start acting like that.
You know, Rick, if you look at what MLK did, and frankly, even the hippies of the late 60s that were, you know, they're protesting against the war, they were peaceful but very large protests. I mean, that's the revolution I see coming. I see, you're going to see these large groups that are going to be walking down the street without masks on. You're going to see large groups doing things that they're told that they can't do. And the police are going to have to make a decision, and this is what's going to push this forward. L.A. County has just doubled down on their stay-at-home order. They've now pushed it through to August. You're talking L.A. County, the largest county in the country with its own, you ready for this one? With its own Navy and its own Air Force. All right? So, I mean, seriously. So,
wow.
This is so far into dictatorial areas. I mean, they really believe they're another country. And I don't know how you stop that.
Well, as you were saying that and describing that and even mentioning the peace protests of, the 70s and whatnot and the 60s, this is such an important time for people to hear. I've already said it, but I'm going to say it again. Why peaceful protests work and non-peaceful protests don't work. You take even the protests against the Vietnam War. The ones that were peaceful got people's attention. The ones that spit on our soldiers and did the violence that was technically assault and that kind of stuff, they literally scarred a generation. I mean, they made it so difficult for these guys coming back that had laid down their lives or were willing to lay down their lives to deal with being reacclimated even to life here in America. And so when you do this the wrong way, you're not just going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt the movement. You're going to hurt freedom. You're going to hurt future generations. So be really smart about what you're doing. My friend Jim Garlow, fellow Californian with you there, he said a week or so ago, he said the natives are restless. Protests are going to start. He said you need to have a theology of protest. In other words, you got to have a philosophy going into it and check your heart as you're going into it. Make sure that you are doing everything you can to have the right attitude. Because remember, the optics of this, that's what's going to ultimately push these governors back in their box. It's going to be how this plays out in the media and on social media. And so, to all your listeners, I'm saying I want you to engage in civil disobedience if you're willing to pay the price, which might be jail, it might be fines, you might lose your business license. There are prices to pay, and I hope you'll consider doing that. But make sure your heart's right. Make sure you really think it through. Make sure you're willing to pay that price. Everybody's situation is different. And remember that it's about more than just you. That gal, I'm sure you were following the gal in
Texas,
Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Shelley Luther. She did it great. I mean, she was loving and peaceful and encouraging and all of that every time. And then, you know, when it all happened, the people that protested were peaceful, and then, you know, she had good legal counsel, my friend Briscoe Kane and others, and you know, it was literally the peaceful protest and coupled with good legal counsel that made that situation change, and it was the Texas Supreme Court that set her free, not Governor Abbott. But once the Texas Supreme Court basically overruled the governor's executive order and the application of it, then Governor Abbott backed off and said, okay, we're going to let all the beauticians actually have freedom now. Well, thank you, Emperor Abbott. I appreciate you finally coming to that conclusion. And it was so funny to watch the elected officials in Texas go, you know, oh, they should have never done that at the local level. Well, Governor, you're the one that put that order in place. You gave them the authority to do it. You included in your order a $1,000 fine and 180 days in jail. So don't act like the hero now, but I do appreciate the epiphany that he finally came to. I mean, we even had two gals in Laredo got arrested for giving a manicure, Joe.
I know.
I've never had a manicure, but, you know, I would love to go do one right now or get one just for to prove some civil disobedience. But anyway, they went to jail for painting nails. Wow. Unbelievable.
Listen, you got about 30 seconds. Tell people how to get to Patriot Academy, how they can get information on you, and pick up some of those great DVDs you got.
There is a role for every citizen in this, but you've got to know your rights. You cannot defend them if you don't know them. If you go to constitutioncoach.com, we've launched a Know Your Rights campaign with Brad Dacus at Pacific Justice Institute and Liberty Council, First Liberty. And so we want to get you educated. So you can just watch some of those videos. I'll take you through all the Constitution versus the quarantines, the history of it, and then you can get in one of our Constitution classes and then host a Constitution class
and
get your friends and family as well. You got to be a voice for freedom.
All right, people, listen, next hour, Mike Garcia, the one who kicked butt in California, is going to be on the show to discuss his win. I'm Joe, the senior host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Green, thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Bless you, brother. You too.
Yep.